We'd like to get to the almanac this morning. John, would you help me with this?
I have not done an almanac since you and I did our last almanac.
Well, shall we? Let's start. You know, I want to say that this is Freedom Day.
Yeah.
I want to say this is also referred to as Jubilee Day.
Uh-huh.
This is an American holiday for blacks. Celebration Day is another term that is used, or as they like to call it, Cell Liberation Day.
Mm-hmm.
Juneteenth.
Yeah.
This is Juneteenth, folks. And it all happened in Galveston in 1865, the end of slavery in the United States on this day. Now, it's true that Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation was about 3 years earlier, but obviously there were a lot of people that just didn't get the message. It was nothing like the social media that we have today, for sure. But we celebrate and we honor the American holiday for blacks, which really can be a holiday for all of us. The rest of history includes, on this date in 1583, the first life insurance policy was sold. 1583. In 1846, the first officially recognized baseball game played in Hoboken. We just heard from the chairman of the board who was born in Hoboken. The New York Nines defeated the Knickerbockers 23-1. Rather lopsided, wouldn't you say?
Uh-huh.
In 1931, on this date, the first photoelectric cell installed commercially. But, of course, now photoelectric cells are very commonplace in smoke detectors, something we have in, hopefully in all of our homes. And on this date in 1942, the first marriage for Marilyn Monroe. She was 16 at the time of the marriage, long before she met Joe DiMaggio. And of course, her last film was never finished because she died before they could finish it.
Mm-hmm.
Marilyn Monroe on this date, 1942.
1947, it went 600 plus miles per hour. Very first plane, that was an F-80.
Mm-hmm.
1953, the wedding of Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King.
Nice.
It was on this date, 1956. Jerry Lewis, Dean Martin. 16 films. The last one was Hollywood or Bust. They did this thing for 10 years.
10 years.
10 years. 1961, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down a provision in Maryland's Constitution that required state office holders to believe in God.
Wow.
Apparently everybody else followed suit on that one. Gunsmoke.
Oh, yes.
20 years. 20 years. Canceled by CBS on this day in 1961. But, of course, James Arness was on Gunsmoke.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of our own.
Minneapolis born.
Guy Lombardo is singing Auld Lang Syne still to this day.
Yes.
Birthday today. Lou Gehrig. Shirley Chacha Muldowney.
Do you know her? She was a drag racer. She was the very first winningest female drag racing in this country's history.
And Paula Abdul celebrating a birthday today. That's your almanac.
Well, there you go.
Bob FM.
Now, I think Hertz had something to add. Is that right, Hertz?
Yeah, I saw this little note that said Hertz.
Yes. On this date in 1985, and I'm going to let Chuck finish my line. On this date in 1985, my wife told me to take out the garbage and
haul out the trash
and keep on going.
Oh. I went back to an old Coasters song.
That was your line, Chuck.
Yeah.
That's one of your lines.
Take out the trash and keep on going.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that in years. I'm still taking out the trash, by the way.
Attaboy.
It's a good
Don't
thing.
Don't stop it.
Well, thanks for that, Hertz. And that's our almanac for this morning.
Yeah.
Right here on Bob FM.
Should have done one of our infamous top fives. Remember those when we finished out the almanac with the top five?
Yeah. Well, I think Hertz just provided the humor for
I think
all
we got
of that
it there,
for us.
Yeah.
So now we're going to give you a man that I don't know how many years ago I heard his voice.
Yeah.
But I'm still hearing it.
I don't know how I should take that.
And that's just in his head, folks.
It's Dennis Carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis Carpenter on Bob.
Hey, world.
Hey.
This is great.
classic from the Ozark Mountain Daredevils on 92 KQRS. Ozzy Osbourne from his No More Tears album before that, too. 7:37, Rolling Stone magazine called Little Steven's Underground Garage mind-blowingly great. 2 hours of garage rock and eclectic music hosted by E Street Band's Little Steven Van Zandt. It's heard only on 92 KQRS. Hello to Tim in Minneapolis, also Mike in Cottage Grove, Brian in Minneapolis as well, Bill up in Coon Rapids. Long sweep of tunes. We'll go commercial-free next to KQ.
Well, there he is. I mean, that's Don, and here's Denny.
Yeah.
On Bob FM, and it's good to have you on, sir. It's 5 minutes before 9 o'clock. And
it's nice to be had at my age.
You know.
It's nice to be anywhere.
Exactly.
You are an American success story, my friend.
In my own mind.
Yeah, no, you've done very, very well. You had the courage, the fortitude, the guts, the stamina, and you built a nice set of properties, radio stations, that to this day you have your hand in.
Yeah.
And you brought Chuck and John to Bob FM many, many years ago, and for that we are always eternally grateful.
Thank you, Lord.
And you still are part of something that has become a dying breed. A local man, local ownership, family ownership, no great big corporation hanging over your shoulders. Bob FM is actually owned by people.
Yeah.
Great people.
If we hold a broadcasters meeting, local broadcasters meeting, there's like four of us.
Yeah, that's about it.
We can hold it at the pie shop.
The back booth.
So when did you start in radio? Are you 10, 12?
Yeah, probably, 13. Listening to WDGY.
Oh, yeah.
I grew up 2 miles from WDGY radio.
So Johnny Canton and Jim Reed.
Johnny Canton, Rob Sherwood.
Mm-hmm.
I would go hang out and watch Rob do his show.
Bill Neal, so many others. Yeah,
It was a 50,000-watt AM station. You know, we don't listen to many AMs, I guess,
anymore.
But that would come in on our toaster. In our kitchen. And I'm not kidding. A filling in your tooth could pick up Ouija in your
head.
Well,
there was that great big multi-tower array there back down in South Minneapolis area.
Nine towers.
Huge.
Nine towers. Blowtorch. But no, it was great. I thought it would be a great way to meet young ladies. You know, I'd be a young guy. Be a disc jockey.
We're so shy until we get behind the microphone.
I know.
And then if we're recognized for being behind the microphone, then it's a little easier to say hello to someone.
Yeah. But no, the Lord's blessed us, and we're so thankful for all of these legends. You guys leading off here today, coming in. I never laughed so hard in years since you've been on, since you last were on.
Oh, my.
I drove in. I darn near, I missed my turn. I was laughing. I missed the turn. It caused me to be 10 minutes late getting here. You guys are great. It's like riding a bike, isn't it?
Well, it's a wonderful. In fact, we're going to ask True Don Blue about that in the next few minutes coming up here on Bob FM.
That's awesome. You know, we're on, the audience doesn't realize that we're also connected to Zoom.
Right.
So we can see all of these legendary broadcasters in queue. I'm looking at Don Blue right now.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm looking at Don Anger. We had Hertzie on there.
Yep.
All of these great. And I saw Howard Johnson flash by.
No kidding.
There's Pat McCabe.
You say Hojo?
Hojo is on here.
Wow.
So we also want to tune in and get a hello from Howard today.
Yes.
The real Howard Johnson.
We will dial him up in the next few minutes.
Do you want to do something else or go to Anger?
I think what we'll do, what would you like to do, Jeff?
We have a producer this morning.
All right, where is he? Right here. Don, where are you?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
There he is.
Well, now there's Don Blue.
There's Don Blue.
I'm right here.
We have two Dons.
It's kind of the technology of the day that from time to time we have to jump a few hurdles. This is a little different because of COVID, but we're doing the best we can.
We still got to get Andrew in here.
Can you hear me, see me? What are we doing?
Well, we can hear you, and we can
and
see you.
We can see you.
But there's thousands listening to you right now. So say hi to the Twin Cities again.
Man, it's great to be back. Ramsey, Minnesota. How we doing?
And where are you now?
I'm in Midland, Texas. I just clocked out at 7 a.m., so I'm the same time as you guys up there, or as they say down here, you all.
Y'all.
And I'm sitting in my car right now just kind of doing some radio.
We played that little air check of you earlier on, and I don't know if you have another story for us or a story about Dennis. Maybe you can.
Oh man. Absolutely.
Oh, no.
That that air check that you played there was really impressive. I guess you can just do anything. I sounded pretty good there.
I know that you guys have a favorite summertime song. Can you tell me what it is so we can play it?
Can I work in a quick Dennis Carpenter story?
Yes.
As well,
oh, of course.
Get
cool.
The tape rolling.
Okay. Yeah, we got to write this down.
Hey, this is worth big money.
There's a couple I really have to get in really quick. Okay, so my first radio station is Glenwood, Minnesota, KZZA, and he's coming down to purchase. So Dennis is basically my second owner I've ever worked under. It was the late Rick Dove before Dennis came in. So Dennis comes in with his suit and tie and stuff, you know, and it looks like he was kind of sizing me up. I was in the process of growing my hair down to my waist.
Yeah.
It was only at my shoulder. But I remember him saying to me, so do you think you're in it for the long haul? And I look over him and I go, oh yeah, absolutely. When I think of Dennis Carpenter, there's just so many stories, but Dan Aykroyd in his prime, Bassmaster 75.
Okay.
Does that jar anything for you, Dennis?
No.
You better remind him, Don.
The energy of Dan Aykroyd in his prime. Dennis Carpenter has the energy. He's a machine. And I haven't seen him in many years, but I hear him and nothing's changed. It's unbelievable. The legendary Dennis Carpenter.
Thank you, Dono.
Hey, and there's somebody here that wants to say hello to you this morning.
Hi, Don.
Terry Train.
Terry, hello.
Hi, John. We were together.
Oh, that was creepy.
I did a few promotions with Terry, And the thing that jumps out with that is we're in the van. We're driving to our location. I'm on the phone with my cousin Lloyd, and Terry just yells out, Lloyd, I love that name. I'll never forget that. That was cool. Lloyd may be listening right now.
That was it? That was your great memory?
There's just so many, Terry, but that one just really hit home.
All right.
Lloyd, I love that
I'm telling
name.
You, we're moving on. We got a song to play for you. Don, I think it's Good Vibrations.
Twin Cities, how are you? 304 with a two dime blue residing on the Indian Reservation.
We were trying to get him on at 903 TDB, but good morning to you. You're out in San Francisco. How you doing, pal?
I'm doing great. It's great to be on the show.
It's great to have the True Don Blue right here live on Bob FM during the summer surprise.
Absolutely. Perfect. I'm missing Minnesota. I was just back there, just left. You know, we were talking about summer songs. I kind of wanted All Summer Long because it's the only song I know, the Kid Rock song that mentions walleye.
Yeah.
And I'm all about it. I have a place on Eagle Lake, and I think I have been there for 10 years, and I've caught two walleyes, so I need some help.
Well, I'll send you a song by the Youpers called Walleye, the Donuts and I used to play all the time. That's kind of a fun song. But one of the surprises for me, if you can imagine, I'm in Cleveland, and we're at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum. And while we're there, we round the corner, and there's this radio exhibit, and it says Midwest. And I walk up to the exhibit in the museum section of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I look on the kiosk, and there is TDB, True Don Blue.
No, I was amazed and honored to be a part of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because I didn't even know that they included radio people.
Yeah.
So it was quite the honor.
They've got the radio people in the museum section. So there's a little separation there, and they're careful to say that.
Yeah, at least you're not stuffed
not
in that section.
I'm not with Led Zeppelin exactly. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So how many years were you on the air in the Twin Cities?
I was here from 68 to 78 at KDWB.
And then why did you leave?
I left because the guy that actually was the program director at KDWB went to Los Angeles to KHJ, which is kind of an aging AM radio station, and said, you want to go along? And I said, you know what? Let's take the shot. Let's try it. So that was San Francisco. That was Los Angeles and then up to San Francisco for the next forever.
And you're still in San Francisco with all your ties back here in the Twin Cities of your family.
Absolutely.
And so forth.
I miss I always call it the blizzard philosophy of Minnesota. which is, you know, whenever there's a blizzard and people are stuck in the snowdrift, somebody helps them all the time. It doesn't happen here in California. You know, it's part of the Minnesota nice. I think we need a good blizzard out here.
I take it that you have retired from the radio. Is that true?
I have retired from the radio. I'm doing a little charity auctions.
Ooh, good.
$300 money better now for who'd have been for. Are you able to buy them at four? Let's do $400. Wow. Let's do $400. Wow. Do it.
That's impressive.
There you go.
Sold. I love it. Did you work with Bob Lang?
I did work with Bob Lang.
Bullet
Bob Lang was before me, and Rob Sherwood was after me. Actually, my show would have been much better, but Rob Sherwood would come in each day. I was on from 3 to 7. He would come in every day at 5 o'clock. He'd lay on the floor in the studio and talk for 2 hours, trying to distract me from everything I was supposed to be doing. I would have been great otherwise.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it got you a job in L.A. and San Francisco.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
yeah, I miss the Twin Cities a lot, but I'm back there, you know, a lot. I see that the state fair this year has been canceled, which is not only, you know, do people miss out, but there's a lot of people, that's their whole income for the year. So it's kind of sad. We used to do a show at the state fair every year. My favorite was they would put us in a dunk tank before you go on the air.
Yeah.
And, you know, at the state fair, sometimes it's 85 degrees, sometimes it's 45 degrees. So this day it's 45 degrees. You go in the dunk tank before the show, and now you're freezing to death. You come into the mobile home, which is where you're doing the radio show. And I get the hair dryer out. My hair back then, of course, is, you know, shoulder length.
Mm-hmm.
And start drying my hair, and all of a sudden the guy on the air, I think his name was Adam North, goes, we're off the air, oh my God. So engineers come running in, going crazy, all this. We finally get the station back on the air. I go back to drying my hair. Adam North, we're off the air. You realize that my hair dryer is knocking us off the air every time. That's how much power we had going on. We're off the air.
Oh, great state fair stories. That's a big loss for everybody not to be able to go and do that this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little different time, but, you know, radio has always been a part of everybody's lives. And even in this time, you know, you're social distancing, but your radio is right there. So keep listening, folks.
That's it. And thank you. And I wonder if we get pull Bob Lang into this conversation. Bob, are you there?
Bob is here. Yeah. I'm listening to Don's story.
You got forget Don. you got to get live with Chuck and John.
Yeah.
Tell me about where Bob Lang is right now.
Bob Lang is sitting poolside in beautiful downtown Rosemont, Minnesota, waiting to get in the pool. It's a tough life. You guys should try it. There is life after radio.
Are you sure about that?
No, I'm making the whole thing up.
And how long did you work with, TDB, or were you before him?
I worked with TDB. I was very fortunate to work with him. And one of the interesting stories I remember is at that time, KDWB had an album. And on the inside of the album were all pictures of the DJs.
Yeah.
And when it first went out, I was over at Truth House, and his wonderful son took a look at the photos on the back of the album and pointed to mine and said, Bob Lang, didn't even recognize Drew.
His own father.
Yeah, there might be something going on there. I don't know.
Yeah. Happy Father's Day, TDB.
Right. did Don get his hair cut yet?
I don't know if anybody got their hair cut yet.
Yeah, it's pretty long. Well, I go in for a trim and a polish.
Well, we appreciate you coming on and being on Bob with us and fighting our way through the technology of Zoom and phones and anyway, live in the studio, however we could get you on. This was the day on Bob FM, and we're raising some money for the Alzheimer's Association, so it's all for a good cause. So
happy to help out.
Oh, I know what I have. I have an air check of you.
All new KDWB, twice as good with AM and FM stereo. 1028. This is Bob Lang.
All right, Bob Lang and TDB, we're gonna hit the road and play a summer song. Has anybody got a summer song they want to hear?
Kicks.
While revering the Raiders.
You got it, buddy. And TDB, you wanted bus stop. So we're gonna get that up in a second on Bob FM. It's 9:17, and the longest day is tomorrow for the Alzheimer's Association. We'll tell you all about how you can fundraise, all of that, coming up on Bob FM.
So it's come down to this, the last song on the last show for the True at KDWB. This is a special song that I put together just last night with the help of the James Walsh Gypsy Band and producer Dick Hetland at Cookhouse. With apologies to Joe Walsh. It's a song about you and me in 10 years here at KDWB. Of course, with my luck, it'll probably turn into a smash. I have to come back and do it at the Civic Center.
My radio show is one of the best. My rating's 50 ahead of the rest. I've been 10 years at KDWB. A living legend is old TDB. It's time to leave here, but it's time to move on. That Twin Cities have been good to me. Young girls and late nights playing up on the stage. I've got to leave town, they've all come of age. If I don't take this new job in L.A., I'll be as old as the oldies I play. It's hard to leave here, but it's time to move on. The Twin Cities have been good to me.
Well, I hope you liked it. I like 10 years here. Now, I don't have to say keep listening. I need the gig anymore because I've had it and I've loved the gig. Twin Cities, thank you. From the True and Stereo KDWB.
Some of the greatest summer songs, some of the great rock and roll here on country radio on my Total Country.
Songs you would never expect on Total Country Bob FM, but man, we're celebrating radio all across the Twin Cities. I was just telling Chuck, when I was at Broad Institute, we did a thing called Dissection, and we'd listen to Boone and Erickson, and we'd listen to Nap and Donuts, and then having worked with Chuck for about 15 years or and then sitting in this room watching these radio greats. Whoa!
Lots of fun, and we still have another 35 minutes to go.
Yep.
Of course, the goal this morning is to increase awareness, to shine a light on Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were kind enough last hour to be joined by Jenna Fink, and she's back this hour.
Yeah.
And maybe we can uncover a few more tips that could help people. And Jenna, welcome back to Bob FM. Good to have you.
Thank you for having me.
You know, it's a great fundraiser. The longest day is tomorrow, and that gives folks a chance to really fundraise. My wife and I have done a number of the walks in Bloomington and in Kansas City and in Little Rock over the years for both of her parents that we honor that way. But you know, we've often had discussions about, are there things when we're in our 40s and 50s and 60s, are there foods that we could be eating? Is there any research to indicate that something is better for you at maintaining your memory longer?
Yeah, good question. So, you know, you were mentioning about foods, and it is really important to kind of fuel up right. So eating a balanced diet that's lower in fat and higher in fruits and vegetables may help to reduce your risk, as well as, you know, getting good sleep. Poor sleep can really lead to having some of those memory issues, and taking care of your mental health. We really want to, you know, support kind of our health in general, but mental health is certainly a part of that. And challenging your mind, you know, doing new things, doing things that take kind of that brain power.
I was going to ask you that question. I do a crossword puzzle every day.
Yeah.
And try to do the hardest ones I possibly can. Is that a part of the exercise that you can do with your head to kind of keep you on track?
Definitely. So it's kind of that mentality of, you know, either you use it or you lose it. So it is really important to do those brain exercises to really get your brain, you know, thinking and challenge it.
I'm just looking at the statistics of how many millions of folks that we know of, and there must be a lot of people that we don't know, but isn't it over 5 million that are afflicted with this?
That's correct. More than 5 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's or another type of dementia, and there's more than 16 million family and friend caregivers in the United States as well. So this is affecting a large number of people.
The two people that I mentioned to you that we lost, one in 2010 and one in 2016, were both from Minneapolis. My wife, as a result, sat down and wrote a book for caregivers, and it's called Undefeated Innocence. And if you went to CherylCrowfootNap.com, you could get all the information. And there's a picture of her mother when she was about 3 years old on the front cover. It's really dedicated to caregivers. And that's something that's very near and dear to our heart, and so many stories and so many questions. When the police department calls and says, we've got your husband here at the police department, and he's 2.5 hours away in the Ozark Mountains in the middle of the night. And when his wife said, just keep him. And she met it in a gentle kind of way, whereas I'm not going to be driving mountain roads to get him at night. I'll come and get him in the morning in the daylight.
There are just so many of those challenging situations. Caregivers are faced with these things every day, these tough situations, and there's not always a black and white, right or wrong answer. And that's what our 24/7 helpline is available for people for, to be able to, you know, kind of talk about these situations of what do I do? You know, what do I say? We are certainly here as an association on our helpline to help support people anytime, any day.
And it had to be especially tough with being impacted by COVID.
Yes. Yeah. You know, many caregivers are calling, and people, you know, that have the disease themselves. And, you know, they're calling because this is a really challenging time. This is, you know, totally atypical. And caregivers are having a tough time with understanding what do I do in some of these situations, or, you know, the lack of maybe the support that was there prior to COVID, taking place is that, you know, there are some caregivers now that can't come into the home for their own health risk reasons. Either they were affected by COVID, their comfort levels and that. So now caregivers are finding themselves kind of isolated and doing this 24-hour job on their own, without some of that support, or alternatively, not able to visit family and really struggling with that, really struggling with how do I still support this person? How do I deal with this?
So in addition to all of the walks that Alzheimer's has all across the country, several years ago, you also implemented the longest day.
Exactly. Yes. The longest day is the Alzheimer's Association's kind of day of action. And it coincides with June's Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. So it happens every year on the summer solstice. It's the day with the most light, which this year is going to be June 20th, tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And we'd like to bring a little light into their lives. We'd like to raise some money for research. We'd like to hopefully be able in our lifetimes to say that a cure had been found.
Yeah. Right.
Devastating. It's just to watch it, to be a part of it. The caregivers, those are the ones that we spend the most time, I think, praying for and trying to encourage. And that's what this is all about. And so tomorrow, for anyone that wants to, they just can pick whatever they're best at and call up all your friends and ask them to tell them you're going to ride a bike for 10 miles. And would they pledge $5 for each mile you rode, or how does that work?
Yeah, exactly. You know, people can just make a donation to the team, or they can, you know, kind of do just that of like every, you know, mile that you bike or run, I'll pledge this much. So it's whatever people are really comfortable with.
Well, God bless you, and thank you for coming on Bob FM this morning a couple of times, and hopefully that gives the Bob listeners some ideas for the longest day tomorrow, but really for every day. in any way that you can support and help the Alzheimer's Association folks, whether it's a financial contribution, which is very important to keep the work going. Hopefully there can be research funding that eventually leads to a cure. Sometimes I think we're so close. You know, I just, you know, we read about tangles and things, and we wonder, you know, are we right on the doorstep of a breakthrough? Could it be possible? Well, it takes funding to make the answer yes. That's what we're looking for today. So thank you for being on.
Thank you, Jenna.
It's great to have you. And if it's, I'm going to conclude our interview and play a song by Glenn Campbell. Here's a guy that every Bob listener knows, that pretty much every person listening, every person in America probably was touched by Glenn Campbell. And we know his story of Alzheimer's. And we met his daughter in Nashville when we were there for the Kimberly Williams Paisley fundraiser at the 80s dance party last fall in Nashville. And they put up some big money for research. Brad Paisley and his wife have a lot of connections. And they came up with over $300,000 for Alzheimer's research. So we just want to say thank you again very much for being on. And we're gonna conclude this part of it with the great Glenn Campbell song. This is really his last song, last album. Adios. Thank you, Jenna.
Thank you.
Ran away from home when I was 17 to be with you.
We talked to his daughter, Ashley Campbell, about how she coached him through singing that final song, that final album.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
He also did a cut with Willie, and the two of them together were just absolutely unbelievable. Hmm. Glenn Campbell here on Bob FM. We are at 9:35.
Yeah, I wanted to mention that those of you who might want to give a contribution to the Alzheimer's work,
sure,
you can do, well, Chuck, you have the address for the ALZ organization.
Well, yes, if you do ALZ.org/MNND, because they serve Minnesota and North Dakota from this area, and that would keep the finances within hopefully our local area. Not that they wouldn't be important in the main offices on Michigan Avenue in Chicago, but to do whatever you can in any amount possible.
Or you can jump right over to mybobcountry.com. We have a link there. You can just jump on over. It's going to tie you into the same place.
Yeah, it says donate. Mm-hmm. And you just click on that and you'll be surprised.
Yep.
It'll hit you up.
Just do it.
Yep.
Do something good and amazing. Change lives forever. And jump on there, mybobcountry.com.
So it's Chuck and John on Bob just until 10 o'clock this morning with just this whole host of radio legends. I think, you know, the Bob for a long time has talked about the legends of music. And I'm one that personally believes that music is a big contributor to helping folks that have dementia and Alzheimer's, that they remember the music. We all remember the jingles. Mm-hmm. You remember Plop Plop Fizz Fizz? Everybody can do that commercial. You know, everything that we do, it seems like in music, the way it was explained to me, music is the only thing that enters both halves of the brain equally.
That's why it's so emotional but so logical.
Yeah.
And makes so much sense.
And that's being played. We would urge you, you know, put on Bob, put on the music station, and put on their favorite songs, just kind of like with Dan Hertzgard this morning, where we got to play a Sinatra song for his 100-year-old mother.
Wow.
And I hope that got through to her, Dan. It's good to be on with you.
Oh, gosh. I know it did. I'm sure she was smiling.
No.
We are, but Dan's on and John's talking, and Shane Wells is here from Fox 9.
We're doing radio and television at the same
time, right?
Hey, you.
Hey. Okay, obviously, this has been a fun morning, reuniting you two and just all these amazing legends. Yeah. Y'all have at least worked together or knew each other throughout the years. Mm-hmm. What is a moment from this morning, if someone wasn't listening from 6 to 9:40, that really touched you this morning?
I think any time we laugh, I feel like laughter is good medicine. It's from the heart. It's spontaneous. It's genuine. And I think that it makes us feel better. I think that we should never lose our sense of humor. And right now,
there's a lot to be humorless about.
Right.
There's a lot to be serious about, and that's fine, but you can't lose your sense of humor. Mm. When you lose your sense of humor, you give up hope. And if you give up hope, you're done. And I'm just appealing to everybody that is just kind of hanging in there. Times are going to get better. We are going to get through this, and we are going to be stronger as a state and stronger as a nation because of what we're being taught, what we're learning, what we're growing into. And I just feel like this morning, laughter is one of those things that's always been with us.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for doing this. This is an important cause. We're shining a light on it. You have been personally touched by Alzheimer's. I mean, most people have at this point in our lives, but for you, this means a little extra.
Yeah, I mean, having lost, my wife lost both of her parents, and they were from Minneapolis, and both of them came down with this and passed away. We lost him in 2010, and we lost her in 2016. And so we've been caregivers in the home and in assisted living and in full nursing and taking them to the hospital so that they can have their meds reevaluated. And that's the most dangerous time for any loved one with Alzheimer's is when you send them into the hospital, they withdraw them from all of their medicine, and it's a very dangerous time for them. And so at some point, it's called the long goodbye. And we say goodbye, but we're hopeful that research money, some that came in today, and will come in, and thank you, Channel 9, from the bottom of our hearts for being willing to come and shine a light on Alzheimer's and help all of us. And I think you have some family members in your family as well that have succumbed to Alzheimer's.
I lost two grandparents, Dora and my grandpa Tillman, and my son's named after him. So if you can, donate alz.org/MNND if you want to make sure the money kind of stays in the local, or you can go to MyBobCountry FM or MyBobCountry.com as well to donate. Thank you guys for doing this. Thank you for letting us be a part of it. You can tune in. This will continue until 10 a.m., but the Fox 9 Buzz will be right back after this break.
There you go. That's you are hearing it live on Bob FM with Chuck and John. It's 19 minutes before 10 o'clock, 9:41. Shane Wells and the Fox 9 Morning Crew. Mm-hmm. Thank you
so much.
So
fun
much
to have you guys here.
Everything. I love your smile.
Yes.
And again, smiling, laughter. What we all get to be together a little bit, you know, like it was before COVID.
You're bringing the smiles.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. we just keep praying for the best for America and for all of us and for our loved ones, like Dan's mother that's in the nursing facility now, suffering from in the Alzheimer's unit. So we have so many people that we want to thank for all of this. One of the people that hasn't been on with us, if you would indulge us for just a moment.
Yes.
We are looking live at Howard Johnson. And Hojo, I love your laugh.
Yeah.
You know, nobody did it better when you were at Bob with Chuck and John, and you were out working your tush off to sell the radio station and really to produce results for clients who were advertisers of Bob FM. So thank you.
Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate everything that you're making a difference, you know.
We just we miss you, and we wish you were still living here in the Twin Cities, but I think you're in good hands in Nashville. Good to hear you. Good to have you on, Howard. We love you.
Thanks, man.
And thanks so much for everything.
I hear other voices.
I hear Hertz.
Oh, I'm not laughing. I'm laughing with you. From the basement studio.
We want all of you guys to just unmute. And this can just be a free-for-all, oh, my goodness, for the next 17 or 18 minutes.
Hey, you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
All right. There we go. And, Howard, hi, buddy. We love you. We love you. It's sure nice to see you on the Zoom thing.
Man.
Don Blue.
Thank you.
You're special.
Howard.
You guys
are great.
There's Don Blue. Don, it's Mac. Tell me I was the best request line operator you ever had.
Yeah. You were the second best.
Oh, who was the best? That hurts. Her name was the oldest.
Monica.
Oh, no, I thought it was Candy Fleming.
Oh, Candy was fabulous.
Yes, she was.
She was way above that pay grade, though.
Listen, I'm still on Facebook with the young Candy Fleming.
Are you now?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't she a wonderful human being?
She sure is.
Just an absolute.
Anybody who knows Candy, call her up today and say, you know, you're famous.
Well, I think we should all go see her. Let's just all truck on over.
When I knew her, she was working for Arista Records, really, when I knew her. I didn't know her when she was at KD. But she would bring air supply out to the state fair for the KS-95 hot air balloon races out of the Oval at the state fair. And we would just have a wonderful time with Candy and any of the Arista artists that were in town. In this case, the boys were in and had a concert here. And she, all of the folks that worked in records were so helpful to all of us in radio.
They absolutely were.
We really appreciate that.
I love the free TVs.
I'm still waiting for mine.
We got vinyl, Blue. They weren't CDs then; they were vinyl and That's T-shirts. Right. Yeah. We got good T-shirts too. I still have my Barbra Streisand Superman T-shirt.
Boy, that's something to be proud of.
We need
about.
To explain what records are, actually.
Yeah.
Now, you know, back in, I don't even remember what year this was, that KDWB burned down. We had, I think Ron Block was on the air Sunday afternoon. Now, I mean, if you had a fire at a station, you'd have it back on the air in 7 seconds because it's all digital and everything.
Right.
But back then, so Ron's on the air and the transmitter room lights on fire.
Oh.
And the first thing that goes out is the phone. So he's on the air and he says, hey, KDWB is on fire. I called the fire department. He said, I'm out of here. He put on Na Na Hey Hey, Kiss Him Goodbye. and he walks out the door. So meanwhile, every fire department in Edina, everywhere, gets a call. KDWB's on fire. KDWB. And the fire department will go, well, where's KDWB? They go, it's 63 on your dial.
You know, because frankly, it sounds like a promo line.
Yeah. Well, it was, it took us 3 days to get back on the air. Like I said, now you just flip a switch and no problem. But then you had to kind of rebuild the radio station. So everybody came out with brooms and shovels, and we all got it back together.
Oh, there were a lot of brooms and shovels around the morning show for a number of years as well.
Necessary.
for a different reason.
For other reasons.
Shovels especially, yeah.
Yep, but what a great morning. What a great time to have all the Outlaws back on the radio together here on Bob FM. Just, you know, and I want to thank Neil Freeman for making that possible along with Denny. And
what's going on in your head,
you,
Neil, that you would let this happen?
Thank you for letting us usurp your morning show with you and Jim for one morning here.
It was kind of nice to have the day off. Thank you, boys.
And it was Jim to even show up.
How
did that work out for you, having the day off?
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah.
And I got to hear some of the radio voices that I grew up on. You know, I listened to KDWB a lot in the late 60s when my mom and dad finally let me have a radio in my bedroom. And I heard all these guys and that Rob Sherwood and True Don Blue. And it was fantastic. And to be on the radio the same day with these guys, it's a treat for sure. And I'll be here 31 years next Friday.
Wow.
So I've been a few days here.
Wow.
So,
and I used to listen to Chuck and emulate everything he did when he was on WLF.
Yeah, not a good. How'd that work out for you?
I got a guy once called me up in St. Louis, called and said, send me an air check. We're looking for an afternoon drive jock. So I sent him an air check, and the guy called me. He says, you sound too much like True Don Blue.
Enjoyable morning, I'm writing out a check right now.
Well, thank you. For Alzheimer's or for Chuck and John?
Just tell me your personal address. We'll send it there.
Yeah.
I know you'll donate it to Alzheimer's.
That's just hit the donate button.
By the way, Chuck, do we need a 1099 for our...
I love you, Chris.
If I may, it's harder to hit a moving target.
Yeah, and actually, Charlie Bush was the first one I heard say that. He said, keep moving. It's hard to hit a moving target.
Yes, he did.
There you go.
And I enjoyed my time, my 3 years with him from 73 to 76. And we were talking the other day about Steve Hatley. And remembering Steve Hatley, who has long since passed passed away. But we were one of those radio stations that always did bumper stickers. And in the very early days in 1973, when we had these blue and white 15 KSTP, the music station bumper stickers, we could go out into the community and we could get on a phone and tell the listeners where we were, and the first person that would get to us would win $100 or whatever it was. And now you look at it and go, oh, that's way too dangerous. You're not going to do that. It's just all screeching tires and running red lights trying to get the cash.
Yeah, but how fun.
Oh, Terry, it was unbelievable. So Steve was out on the east side of St. Paul, maybe around Holly, over in Holly and Dale or somewhere. And he, a guy tried to hold him up. A guy came up to him and pulled a gun on him and said, give me the money. I want the money. And Hatbox, his nickname for Steve Hatley, Hatbox looked at him and said, what is wrong with you? You jerk. We don't carry the cash on us. And the guy turned around and left. Being held up over a bumper sticker.
Wow.
That was about 1974 in St. Paul.
Was he scared?
No.
No.
No, he just had that kind of a personality where you could look at him and you thought, maybe I should leave this guy alone.
Oh yeah, exactly. We know those people.
Yeah, we do. We got a bunch of them down in the Ozarks. You don't want to go down to the end of the road cuz they don't want to see you.
Oh, really?
They started practicing social distancing when the first moonshine was made. Oh. And they don't want you anywhere near them down there.
Holy water.
Yeah.
Well, you remember the day he had that Honda motorcycle and he was going to sell it?
Yep.
And he had a guy come over and the guy says, gee, I'd like to test drive this thing before I buy it.
Yep.
Oh, and Steve and his wife, oh, yeah, fine, here's the keys. And he seemed like a nice guy. Mm-hmm. And the guy says, I'll just go around the block. And he goes around the block, and they're waiting and waiting and
still waiting.
Yeah. They're still waiting.
Still waiting. Yeah, that was a beautiful gold 750. Yeah, those were the days. We thought they'd never end.
I have a Mason Kincaid story.
Yes, case of grenades. Go ahead.
After, I think it was after U100, I hired her at KS95. That was before you were there. And then we picked her up at CCO, and they put her up in the North Star Inn across the street.
Mm-hmm.
And she invited everyone she knew. Probably Rob Sherwood was there. She invited all these people into her room and then ordered room service and dinner and catered and champagne and charged it all to WCCO Radio.
Good move.
Of course.
Excellent.
And it was like thousands of dollars.
Oh.
And when the management found out about that, she was out of here.
That just was it? Before she even started?
Well, did they pay the bill?
Yeah, it was basically when she was hired. She had a getting hired party. So yeah. she barely started and she was gone.
Wow.
That's a short run.
God bless her, though. I loved her very much.
Yeah,
I did.
She was talented. Yeah. Very funny.
We've lost so many. We've lost a lot of great radio voices in the last 10 years.
Michael J. Donitz comes to mind, and I remember going to Brown Institute with a man named Mike Wagner, wasn't it?
Yep.
Mike Wagner. He was in my class along with Pat Proft, the motion picture writer, the three of us. And Donitz, I think, quit after about 3 weeks. All of a sudden, he's gone. I'm out of here. Elvis has left the building. And so we met at least back then, and what a guy.
I wish we still had Rob Sherwood on. He told me a story about coming to KSTP for the first time and and meeting Mr. Hubbard Sr.
The old man.
Yeah, that's affectionately, that's what we called him. He was the pioneer. S.E. Hubbard was, and he was very much alive when I was there. And he called me into his office one time, and I didn't know what was going to happen. And he had me listen to some organ music.
Mm-hmm.
And this was when 15 KSTP was playing Bachman Turner Overdrive, and we were rock and roll. And he looked at me and he said, can you play this? And it was organ music. He loved organ music. And my whole career flashed before my eyes. You know, how do you turn down the founder of KSTP. You know, and finally I just sucked it up and said, Mr. Hubbard, it doesn't fit. And he said, fine, get out of here. But when Rob Sherwood met him for the first time, they were in the men's room. And they were standing side by side in the men's room. And
just another Oregon story?
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Dumb dad joke.
It's 10:03 with GDB.
I'm telling you. They're standing side by side. And Mr. Hubbard Sr. says to Rob Sherwood, smells like drugs in here.
Marijuana.
and Sherwood swore to me the other day on the phone that he was not doing drugs. And I said, well, your clothes, you know, they smells. You carry the smell on your clothes.
It was the urinal soap.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
It was the urinal soap.
That's what Rob tried to tell S.E.
Yeah.
Good stories. John?
Yes.
Good stories.
Hey, we've had a wonderful morning, haven't we?
I'm telling you. This has just been a wonderful time. We're going to leave you now. And we're all going to go out and have some kind of a socially distancing party.
Can we say thank you to Jeff Jones for putting all his
magnificent job?
Unbelievable! Yeah, well thank you, Jeff.
Well done.
Yeah, and Denny and Neil and everybody. What a treat to come back to Bob and so many people to thank.
Yeah.
Starting with the Alzheimer's Association and thanking them and thanking Shane Wells and Channel 9 for their participation. That's a big deal
to have
them come in with
huge
interest in helping fundraise for the Longest Day, which is tomorrow. So go to their website and learn all about the Longest Day and then do your part.
Yep.
You know, some people are still kind of quarantining, but there are a lot of things you can do, even in COVID times. And so we want to thank all of them for being here. Wendy Paulson was here from the Minnesota Broadcasters Association. Bullet Bob Lang, what a trip. And TDB and Denny and Don and Dan and his mom and so many others. The list was impressive.
It was.
Mac.
Oh, it was wonderful.
And Steve Wollenhaus and Orly Knutson and Charlie Brown.
Howard.
Howard Johnson, Chuck Britton, Jim Rich, Terry, Rob Sherwood that we mentioned, Pat McKay, thank you, Mike Rivers, just so many people.
Thanks to Neil and Jim for graciously giving up their studio today.
Wow.
We'll be back at it Monday for a few, very few of you were panicked today.
We'll
be back on, I'll be back on Monday.
The cleaning crew will have 48 hours.
Right. Wow. Looks like they'll need it.
We're going to call in Zero Res and see if we get this thing fixed.
Shameless plug. Yeah. We like those.
Yeah. It was an honor to be here.
Thank you, Terry. To meet a
lot of you I've never met before. McNally, I hadn't seen him, and my God, we worked together in 87. So it's really nice to see everyone and meet everybody.
Yeah. Great day.
Same here, Terry. I've never met you, but heard you many, many times and enjoyed you for so many years. And I just want to thank everybody, and especially Chuck Knapp, but most of all, Trudon Blue. I copied everything he did in radio, and I did it backwards and wound up on CCO.
There you go.
So. I loved listening to you.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, we're out of here.
See you later.
We're leaving you with the final summer song on Bob FM.
God bless you.
Chuck and John, adios. Thank you so much, everybody.
Yeah.